It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 9th.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today's word is vapid, spelled V-A-P-I-D. Vapid is an adjective. Someone or something described as vapid is lacking in liveliness, force, or spirit. As such, vapid is often synonymous with the words dull or boring. Here's the word used in a sentence from NJ.com by Bobby Olivier. Demi Lovato stood beneath a spotlight Tuesday night, the steady chug of her electric guitar accompanying the superstar's contemplation, which for most other artists might resemble vapid melodrama, but few have endured what Lovato has, and fewer have lived to sing the tale. John Mortimer, an early 18th century expert on agriculture, orchards, and cider making, wrote, "Then away goes the brisk and pleasant spirits, and leave a vapid or sour drink." His use was typical for his day, when vapid was often used specifically in reference to liquor. The term comes from the Latin word vapidus, meaning flat tasting, a possible relative of the word vapor. That use still occurs today. You might, for example, hear an uninspiring wine described as vapid. More likely, however, you'll hear vapid along with the synonyms insipid, flat, and inane describe people and things that are dull and boring, empty and insubstantial, or lacking spirit and character. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.